people braced themselves for high winds and heavy rain as the Met Office issued their most severe warning to parts of the UK recently. Carlisle is used to its rivers flooding. I lived there when I was a teenager and can vividly recall my delight one winter when a bulging River Eden burst its banks and then froze, producing a wonderful series of mini ice rinks across Rickaby Park. The flooding last weekend made me feel very different. The waters rose and the locals watched helplessly as the city centre was deluged, ruining businesses and homes in its wake. It was a tragic sight. Following the floods of 2005, £38 million was spent in Carlisle on flood defences. And yet, as the River Eden burst on Saturday, the raging waters defied them all. As I thought about this unwelcome disaster, I wondered, can you ever fully prepare for such an event? Around the world, Christians use this season as a spiritual checkup to reflect on Jesus coming into the world, Emmanuel, God with us, and to look to his coming again. Looking around the high street the other day, there's certainly lots of preparation going on. It was like a madhouse in the supermarket, and each year seems to get busier. So what can we do about it? John the Baptist came to get people ready to meet Jesus. The Gospel of Luke tells us he came to lower the mountains and raise the valleys. In other words, he wanted people to make space in their lives and get to the basics of what life was really all about. Space for Jesus. So then, back to our question, how do you sufficiently prepare for a natural disaster like the one we've seen in Britain recently? If £38 million worth of flood defences won't do it, then it's fair to say there are some events we just can't prepare enough for. We can, however, prepare for Jesus, to take the attention from ourselves and turn it towards the one whose attention has always been on us. As a well-loved carol puts it, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Jesus came down from heaven so that even in a day of disaster, we might know Emmanuel, God with us.